Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. December 2023, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A mother would tell family and friends her 4-year-old son was fatally killed in a car accident. However, no such reports were received by police. And then, 3 months later, the remains of a small child were found in a duffel bag, disposed of like garbage. What happened to Damari, and why did he die 12 days after moving in with his mother's new boyfriend? This is Damari's story.
Tonight, there is a tragic update to a case of a missing child. Police now saying that a body found in a duffel bag in March is that of 4-year-old Damari Carter. The young boy had been missing since December when family members say his mother claimed he'd been hit by a car.
Damari Carter was born November 25th, 2019 in Killeen, Texas, to parents Dominique Bailey and Daryl Carter Jr. Daryl chose his son's name as Damari means strength in some Yoruba translations. Daryl said he chose Damari's name because it was unique. I wanted to give him his own name. Dominique and Daryl had gone through struggles throughout their relationship. They met at a homeless shelter in 2016 when they both were barely out of their teens. Dominique would already have a newborn baby boy. But the couple worked hard to build a life for themselves. They got jobs, housing, and then they got married, all before welcoming Damari into the world. Unfortunately, their marriage wouldn't last, and they would split in late 2022. Co-parenting Damari seemed to be going well for the first 6 months. But abruptly in April 2023, Dominique would pack up all her belongings and Damari and leave the state. She had family in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and that's where the mother and son would move to. She would cut off all contact Daryl had with Damari. The last time Daryl saw his son was during a visitation he had with Damari in a popular park playground in Texas. Daryl, having no way of knowing, this would be the last time he would see his son alive. Now, Daryl did fight for his son, and he would contact Dominique's family in Philadelphia on a regular basis to check in, to make sure Damari was okay and to see if she would agree with him to at least speak with his son. Heartbreakingly, Daryl would leave a voicemail for Damari on his 4th birthday, but never heard back from his ex-wife. And it does seem Dominique really didn't want custody of her children. But after giving up custody of her eldest child, who was 6 years old at the time this story takes place, he was now living with his aunt Nikita Bailey, who had formerly adopted him. And Dominique didn't want to give up Damari to his dad too and be seen as this bad mother. Let that sink in for a moment. Unlike what she is known as now, a child murderer. But I digress. Damari seemed to have some sort of speech or learning disability, as in December 2023, when our story takes place, 4-year-old Damari really wasn't talking much. I couldn't find any reference to an official diagnosis, but he was accepted into a speech therapy program, one that he never actually got the opportunity to start. November 25th, 2023. While Daryl was trying to reach his ex-wife to wish Damari a happy birthday, Dominique was moving again. This time out of her father's house to move herself and Damari in with her new boyfriend, 30-year-old Kevin Spencer. The new couple meeting on Facebook only a few months earlier. And Dominique's family did not approve of Kevin, which resulted in this massive argument and the catalyst of why Dominique took Damari and left. This would be the last sighting of Damari. Family members must have been asking to see Damari for Christmas because after this point, Dominique would start telling people that Damari died in a tragic accident after being fatally struck in a hit and run. That his body was currently being held at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, and that's why there hadn't been a funeral. Now, obviously, this was upsetting and concerning for family and friends. Upsetting because this is a very traumatic thing to happen, but concerning because Dominique really seemed unaffected. The news quickly made its way back to Darryl and his family in Texas. They had heard nothing about this. As far as they knew, everything was okay in Pennsylvania. So they started by calling the hospital Dominique said Damari was at. But there was no reports of a car accident involving the death of a young child anywhere in Philadelphia. This is where things start to get a little confusing. Darryl gets in touch with a reporter who helps the family create missing persons flyers. And this reporter contacts the police to find out what is actually going on here. But then Darryl couldn't file a missing persons report for his own son because he lived in a different state. And this sounds absolutely ridiculous to me, because who is caring here? We have this missing 4-year-old whose mother is saying he is dead, and anyone who could take action to find him won't. It wouldn't be until the reporter put so much pressure onto the Philadelphia Police Department would their Special Victims Unit finally pick up the case on December 30th, 2023. So we are more than a month here since anyone has laid eyes on this boy outside of Dominique and Kevin. And they would uncover real quickly there was no such car accident and Damari was never treated in the hospital after being hit by a vehicle. This was when, finally, 4-year-old Damari Carter was considered a missing child.
Just difficult to fathom. Damari Carter's family says he was such a sweet, innocent boy, and they just hope that police can find him so that they can have some closure, but also give him the funeral he deserves.
What happened to him was senseless. Heartbroken.
January 5th, 2024. Dominique Bailey was brought in for questioning, and she would quickly confess that it was her boyfriend Kevin Spencer who had murdered Damari. Dominique told investigators that she saw Kevin beat her son regularly. And when I say regularly, it was as regular as it could be, given Damari only lived at that house for 12 days before Kevin killed him. Or while Dominique simply stood by and did nothing. December 7th, 2023. Kevin got mad at the 4-year-old for reasons that have never been publicly disclosed. And his response to this was to beat this child so badly his head was swollen and he had black eyes. This is horrific, this poor sweet boy. After this, instead of helping her son or getting him away from this monster, instead Dominique and her boyfriend left to drive to the gas station to buy some cigars, leaving Damari lying on the floor, dying. When the happy couple returned, Kevin picked up Damari from the floor and placed him in a wicker chair that was in the living room. According to Dominique, when she went to kiss her son goodnight a few hours later, he was cold to the touch and no longer breathing. It was clear that little Damari was dead. According to the police report, Dominique further told investigators that Kevin then picked up the lifeless body and threw him into a trash bag. He then left the apartment, and when he returned, he no longer had Damari. She claimed she didn't know what Kevin did with Damari's body, and she never asked. With more than a month of investigation to catch up on, the authorities immediately set to search the apartment on the 3800 block of Reno Street. They would be seen living with multiple bags of potential evidence. Kevin Spencer was also arrested and both he and Dominique were charged with murder, endangering the welfare of a child, abuse of a corpse, and making false reports. Additionally, Kevin was also charged with criminal conspiracy and tampering with evidence. In something that is very rare for a murder suspect, Dominique Bailey was given bail, $100,000 bail, but not Kevin. He was to remain behind bars awaiting trial. This may be related to Kevin was already on probation for a 2021 arrest in relation to an illegal transfer of a gun. Dominique and Kevin both entered pleas of not guilty. As part of preparing their case, the prosecution interviewed neighbours of the family, and they would report hearing what is now believed to be Damari screaming on the night of his death. This would be the last time anyone heard the little boy. According to CCTV footage, the couple left the apartment without Damari for 24 minutes before returning. And then the next morning, Kevin was seen on CCTV footage, dragging a trash bag out of the house. The focus of the investigation now was finding Damari, and they would search vacant lots and a dumpster on the 800 block of Union Street. But after searching for several weeks, authorities had the difficult task of informing Darryl and the public they believed it was unlikely Damari's remains would ever be recovered. That he was most likely lost in landfill, and given the length of time since he was killed, that search was beyond the point of needle in a haystack. March 18, 2024, 9:45 a.m. The city's Community Life Improvement Program were picking up rubbish in the Batua section. And this program, among other things, is a group of volunteers who make sure vacant lots and playgrounds are kept clean across the city. This was when one of the volunteers picked up a black Puma duffel bag that smelt horribly. And this volunteer would later state he thought it was a dead animal inside, which isn't great, but when he picked the bag up, shocked at the weight, he dropped the bag, and a pair of feet and a sneaker fell out. This was when he realised what he had found was actually the body of a small child. Unfortunately, the remains were so decomposed that their gender, age and identity were not immediately apparent. However, the police were able to report they were trying to identify a child aged between 2 and 4 years old. And given the location where the child was found, less than half a mile away from where he lived, police strongly suspected 4-year-old Damari Carter had been found.
The way that they found him is appalling. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, for somebody to find him like that. And I applaud that worker who found him.
Ayanna Parrish and her family desperately waited for Philadelphia police to locate her cousin, 4-year-old Damari Carter. Detectives began the search on December 30th by looking through dumpsters after interviewing his mother. Then in March, a city worker found the remains of a child in a duffel bag in Mantua. On Wednesday, police confirmed it's Damari.
I'm glad they have found him because now he can get the proper rest that he needs.
It would take about 6 weeks for the remains to be identified. May 1st, 2024. Police would hold a press conference to announce the remains found were indeed that of Damari. Dominic Bowley and Kevin Spencer have not yet gone to trial and to face what they did to this sweet little boy. Hopefully justice is coming soon. I will pin a comment once this case does see its day in court.
I was heartbroken when I saw the report. I lived with her for years. Me and her shared a room together. I never expected anything like that to come from her.
Parrish says Damari could have lived with his father in Texas.
His father wanted him. Why wouldn't you just, if it was overwhelming, just give him to his father? He had everything that Damari needed.
Hoping Damari gets the justice he deserves and the world remembers him as
a smiling, happy little boy.
Damari would later be described by those who knew and loved him as a quiet little boy who always smiled and rarely cried. He loved superheroes. Batman, Thor, Captain America, and especially Black Panther, who Damari dressed up as the Halloween before he died. He was obsessed with anything dinosaurs, including Jurassic Park, which was his favourite movie. He is greatly missed by his father, Daryl. I miss my little man. This is just a nightmare to me. I wish I could wake up. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.